Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
There we go. See, now I'm starting the show, and you've already irritated me. I mean, you don't want to get on my bad side right now, because I am in quite a mood the last few days. By the way, this is Just the Cats. I appreciate you joining us. My name is Michael Bennett. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call us at 502-571-1080. You can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. As Shannon the Dude joins me, irritating the heck out of me.
You have been in a mood the last few days. My gosh, what is wrong with you? What got up in your crawl?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. You know, I came home last Friday, and maybe it's that. Maybe it's because I'm coming
back. Go back
to
Florida, you old grouch.
It's not that I'm grouchy.
Yeah, you are.
You think I'm grouchy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe I am.
You're grouching about Vitel's agent the other day, or assistant.
Yes.
Then you got mad about Matt and Augusta. You start doing live videos of yourself out there swinging your golf club in your driveway.
Yes. Yeah. Well, how was
now
that?
Now you're mad today.
Well, no, I just.
And okay. Then, so. Do you want to talk about the video, or do you want to wait till later? Let's wait till later on to talk about that.
All right. Sounds good to me. Because, you know, I just took out Belmont. And
well, that's my favorite part, really. I mean, we'll get into it later. But the first 20 seconds of the video, you just hear,
I know the poor guy. He's really struggling.
What is Michael doing here? Is this something like, did he turn this on accidentally in his bedroom, or what's happening? All you could see was black.
That's right, because I had – okay, never mind. But my whole routine is taking Belmont out, and I enjoy it. Yeah. But the funny part is, Belmont, if you don't know and you're a new listener, Belmont is my 19-year-old chocolate lab. Yes, he is 19 years old, and he has lived a long, great life, and I'm afraid it's coming to a quick ending sometime soon. But so I take him out. You know, that's my routine in the morning. Go take him out, make sure he uses the restroom. But he will not do anything until I turn around. I mean, nothing. Do you know of another dog like that, Shannon?
Well, you know, a dog wants its privacy.
I guess so. But he's out there in the public, in the open eye. I mean, my gosh, what is the big deal? So he will stare at me the entire time. Until I turn around and I'm not looking at him. Then I kind of look out of the corner of my eye, just make sure he's going, because I don't want to take him back in. That's happened before. I've taken him back in. Then all of a sudden, there he goes in the breakfast room.
So well, I wanted to talk about this later, but since we're already into it.
All right, fine.
Here's the audio of the video. It. Let me play this for you so everybody can listen who hasn't seen this video yet.
To this.
So, like, it's a 2-minute video. For the first 20 seconds, all you see is black, but you hear this.
I didn't know Belmont was that loud.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's enough of that. So thank you for that one. Yeah, I did a little video yesterday. I heard somebody, well, you know, I was going into a meeting, and you're texting me and calling me. It's like, what? I'm getting ready to go to a meeting.
Well, usually you answer on the first half ring when I call you. He's like, oh, hey, what's up? What's up? And it's always frantic. You're always in like, what's going on? You're always like,
I'm always
wound up, always frantic sounding, like there's an emergency going on every time I call you. But then I called you yesterday during KSR, and you wouldn't answer.
I was busy.
We were trying to get you to come on because Matt Jones would like to negotiate.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
You and he, or maybe just, I think if it were up to him, it would just be him by himself playing Augusta.
What? It will be him by himself, and he won't be at Augusta. So there you go. I've invited him to go play golf with me. I've invited him even to come to my house and have dinner with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Michael, I'm busy. I can't do that. You know, thank you very much for the invite. I can't come over. And you know what? So
well, maybe the guy's busy.
It could be, but you know what? I think I'm going to be busy as well. So I've tried to reach out, been very nice, because I appreciate what you're going to make fun of me. No qualms about this. I appreciate everything Matt Jones has done for me. Very much so. He's a very nice person. He he's just not very nice to me. So, no, just kidding. Just kidding. He's been very nice to me. And we'll see. I think I'm going to be probably, if he calls into this show, you know, put your hand on the dump button, okay, in case he does call, because we can't have him talking a whole bunch. And by the way, when KSR starts, I'm probably going to be in bed asleep. So,
you two are absolute children. You two, I mean, this is like, you know, I'm at home with my two brothers, and mom and dad just went out for drinks. They'll be back at 10 o'clock tonight, and I'm in the middle of the two brothers fighting.
Yeah, and you know what? The funny part is you're egging it on even more.
I'm not doing anything.
Don't deny how much you are enjoying this.
Hey, I want peace in the Middle East. I'm trying to bring you two together. I've got one brother who has played Augusta.
Yes.
Who's rubbed elbows with all the big shots, yes. A.K.A.
I've played it several times, in fact. Not just once.
A.K.A. Michael Bennett, who is going back possibly.
And then
I got the other brother over here who's like, you know, man, I've always wanted to play Augusta. And I'm the brother in the middle going, wait a minute, let's see. One brother's been there. Yeah. One wants to go. Yeah. I bet I can make this happen. Yeah. I've been trying. I am not stirring the pot whatsoever. I'm trying to make it happen. And then you go out and make this video yesterday. You're the one who's ramping up everything. You're escalating the situation.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, then. Well, I mean, somebody called me yesterday afternoon and said, Michael Bennett, you got to go listen to this. So I went and listened to. I heard everything that was said.
Yeah.
And then I heard, and then that person told me, a.k.a. Shannon T. Dude, told me to go listen to the very end of the show. And I heard every bit of it. So
I just wanted you to hear what, you know, when you're mentioned on the show, I want you to know about it.
Yeah, you certainly told me everything I need to know. And
you listen every day anyway, so don't act like you don't go back and listen to KSR's podcast. You're the biggest fan.
I am the biggest.
You are. You're like, I don't listen to KSR.
I am probably like Matt Jones to David Letterman. Matt Jones is my David Letterman. I'm just, I'm in total awe. So, no.
Well, I'm glad you finally admitted it.
Yeah. There you go. He's a very nice person. I'm just teasing. So, all right, let's talk about this because, you know, after all, forget golf. We got a football game this weekend. And, you know, you've got the media talking to Nick Saban and talking to him about Kentucky and all this. Let me ask you this, Shannon. Because to me, a lot of it has to be coach talk. But there's a part of me that says, okay, I think a little what Nick Saban is coming out sincerely. Nick Saban was interviewed yesterday, and he made some comments that made you think, okay, is he really a little nervous about this game, or is he just trying to compliment Kentucky in a nice way and thinking, there's nothing I'm worried about this game this weekend?
Well, a game like this, if you're Kentucky, I mean, you go in with house money, right? You go in stress-free, relaxed, just nobody's expecting you to win the game. So I don't think there's any pressure on Kentucky. I think to the extent in which there is pressure on a team, it's fully on Alabama. This is a game that, I mean, obviously, if you're number one, you don't want to lose any game, but especially to a team like Kentucky. So I think, you know, if you're Kentucky, you're going in completely relaxed, and whatever happens, happens. You just, you know, play your best, and nobody's expecting you to win anyway. So what's the big deal if you lose? I mean, what are you, a 30-point dog?
31-point underdog is what they are right
now. So, I mean, lose by 30, and you're overachieving according to the numbers.
Yeah. And you look at it, the game predictor on ESPN has it 97% in favor of Alabama, and UK only has a 3% chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance, yes, even though it's 3%, very single digits. You look at this game, I'm like you. Kentucky goes in here and says, hey, who cares? Let's go out there and have some fun. To me, this is the game of all games that Eddie Grant should open up the playbook and start playing a bunch of plays that we haven't had in years, if ever.
So you're saying just bring out all the tricks and everything you got.
Absolutely. Not a trick on every single play.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, listen, you might as well just go for it. Let's go all how mommy.
There's really no reason to play conservative offensively. No,
there isn't.
So, you think about it, though. What if they come out and they play loosey-goosey and they're throwing the ball around and they're doing all these trick plays and stuff and it works?
Yes.
Then we're going to be saying, well, why didn't we do this against all these other teams?
That is true.
We were saving up for Alabama.
Yes. Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how Kentucky plays offensively.
It is going to be interesting. I think the defense will come back this week. This is not the greatest offense out there, even though Mac Jones, very good quarterback. It's not the typical offense you always see at Alabama, nor is the defense. And that's where I'm kind of surprised. Alabama's not really ranked that well in the SEC, and I want to talk about that when we come back, but which is a bit of a surprise. So does that give us a chance right there? Because Eddie Grant said on yesterday he's made the offense a little more simplistic for Terry Wilson and the receivers to make some successful plays, and we saw it last weekend. So, all right, let's go ahead and take our first break, but we'll talk about Alabama a little more when we come back. A lot to talk about. Got some huge women's basketball news, plus I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming men's basketball season, which starts crazily next week. So we got that going on. But you know what? First things first. Go to see my good friend Gene Stein at the Sleep Station. If you're not in town, guess what? You don't have to go. All you got to do is get online, 30 at unessa.com. That's Unessa with a U. And look at all his mattresses. He's even got bed frames. He's got headboards, pillows, everything you need to have a great night's sleep. That's the Sleep Station, conveniently located at 3900 Shelbyville Road. My good friend Gene Stein will take care of you. And that's unessa.com online. We'll be right back with a lot more and some more golf news, too. But we'll be right back. This is Just the Cats. Can you get a set of better clubs? Can I find the kind with tiny numbers on my arms? I'm always flying off the backswing.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
They're no longer together, are they? The two lead guys.
Is that right? I don't know. The Bare Naked Ladies? I thought they were.
I thought one of them left. Maybe he left for a while and then they got back together. I don't know. I always liked the Bare Naked Ladies. What's their name? How can you not love that name right there? All right, so UK, Alabama this week. And you know, I mentioned a little bit ago that the defense, the Alabama defense, is not the atypical Alabama defense you see every year in, year out. Believe it or not, Shannon, they rank 8th in the SEC in pass defense, 4th in rush defense, and total defense, they rank 5th. I mean, this is the number one team in the nation, and their defense, would you kind of say, is just average?
I don't know if I would say average. I mean, they shut out Mississippi State just a couple of weeks ago.
Is that really?
Here's the thing.
They shut out Mississippi State.
But they score so many points. That's true. But, I mean, they score so many points, it doesn't really matter. I mean, they could give up 40 points, but they're going to score 41.
All right, knowing that they are 8th in the SEC in pass defense, does that make you feel we should pass the ball a lot more than we should rush the ball? Or do you think we should go back in there and think, okay, we got to have this balanced offense so that we can get things going?
I think it's important to keep it balanced. But, I mean, if you want to take a few more shots ordinarily than what you would, I think this is the game to try to do that. Because, again, what we said earlier, what do you have to lose? Some shots down the field. If it gets picked off, it gets picked off. It's Alabama.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we do care, and we got to have the defense step up, and I think they will. I think the defense will step up to where it's not going to be as big of an issue. Maybe if we hold them to 14 like we did with Georgia, maybe we got a shot here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, any time you continue to throw to your big men, Upshaw and Keaton, I'm thinking, okay, this is
Upshaw
a plan.
And Keaton, you mean Keaton Upshaw.
Keaton Upshaw and Justin Riggs, Rigg, I'm yeah. sorry. Good Lord. Here we go with the Reed and the last name.
No, Upshaw and Keaton.
I know it. Keaton Upshaw and Justin Riggs. Give me a break.
Rigg.
Yeah, Rigg. Okay. Is it with an L and S?
Yeah.
It is, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm always guilty of that. Rigg. But it's one of those names that you always want to add an S to. There are so many last names out there. I add S.
Like Cash Daniels.
Exactly. It's Cash Daniels. I did that, didn't I?
Yeah. You said Cash Daniels.
I know it.
Is that Belmont again?
It is Belmont. He's having a hard time. They think that the doctor thinks he has dementia. So he'll wake up from a sleep.
How does a dog have dementia?
Well, why not? I mean, they still have a brain. They think that he has dementia.
I know, but how do they know that the dog has dementia?
Oh, that I don't know. They just were perspective or just really guessing.
I mean, how does anybody know exactly what a dog sees or what it...
What do they think? Yeah. I don't know. And he's stuck now. So
he's stuck.
He's stuck. He can't see. That's the problem. He can't get up, And then, and why are we talking about this on the radio?
Because the dog's barking on the radio. That's what we're
barking.
Talking
there
about.
There he goes. Now he's going to get in bed and he's all comfy. So he'll start barking in a couple of minutes. He's just looking at me.
He start barking.
All right. He just
advance the runner to the next base. He just barked.
Glad you liked that. 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. So let's talk about this. The NBA draft is tonight.
You know what? I mean, that is completely – you know, we talk about basketball,
yes,
college
yes.
basketball sneaking up on us. I completely forgot that that's tonight.
Exactly. And that's exactly how I feel. So I obviously we're going to watch it. We want to see where our good friend Tyrese Maxey goes. But, I mean, isn't it kind of disappointing for these draftees that there hasn't been any kind of big talk about it like you normally see? I mean, it's a big deal normally.
Yeah, normally happens in the summer when,
yeah,
there's just when there's just baseball going on. But now there's so much happening. It's, it's kind of been forgotten about, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're projecting Tyrese, obviously, to go in the first round. But there is a chance he becomes – one of the big-time drafts there and moves up a little bit, a lottery player. So what do you think?
I'll be honest with you. I haven't really looked at the draft boards. I'm not really sure who is supposed to be in the top five and who isn't. I've completely forgot about it. So I don't know. My answer is I don't know. We're going to have to just look and see.
Least informed show there is on the radio.
Well, I mean, I'm being real with you. I could have BS'd.
I appreciate
look,
that.
Look, I could have BS'd my way through that, or I could have just told you I completely forgot that the draft is going on tonight.
All right.
And so, I haven't even looked at the draft board.
Well, you did watch Emmanuel Quickley. You know, he's had that documentary going on. You've seen how much he's improved. Do you think that he moves up in the draft? Because they're predicting him second round, Nick Richards second round. Do you think that Emmanuel Quickley will move up in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got enough talent that he can maybe sneak up into the late first round. But, you know, if he goes second round, I don't think there's going to be any shock there. But
I don't think so either.
But I think that he's a guy, though, regardless of where he gets picked, who can have longevity in the NBA. I really do. I think he's a guy who could maybe play 10 or 12 years.
Do you? Okay. See, I see it going both ways. I hope he does last 10 or 12 years. I can see him going a couple of years and then boom, he just fades away. I hope that's not the case. But he's a hard working young man. I think a lot of these NBA teams are looking at the whole example of Tyler Hero and some of these other players. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I think, is another great example that have just snuck in and then all of a sudden, whoa. They're pretty good players. Maybe we should look at more of these UK players than we normally do.
And we've talked about how the NBA has, you know, slowly over the years sort of trended to be in a guard-friendly league.
Yes.
So I think that plays into Quickley's strengths.
I do, too. So I'm rooting for him. I like him. I love his family. I think they're good people. I think Nick Richards. I think you look at Nick Richards and you think, look at how much. Because keep in mind, I think we tend to forget this really quickly. He hadn't been playing basketball that long.
Yeah.
And how much he has improved from high school to playing at UK. And now you look at that and think, okay, if he can improve that much in that little time, don't you think he can do it in the NBA, too?
Yeah, I mean, Nick Richards is like an infomercial for Coach Cal. We're
going
to take you, a guy who hasn't been playing that long, and in 3 years convert you into an NBA-level type of player. And that's what we've seen with Nick Richards. I mean, you know, he was a work in progress. There were growing pains. But, you know, last year he had a great season, and now he's looking at being drafted in the NBA, something I don't know if I would have necessarily said his freshman year.
He was a huge factor last year. I don't think we would
or even his sophomore year.
Oh yeah, that too. But going from his freshman to sophomore to junior year, I think he grew exponentially. It's just amazing how much he improved, and it was fun to watch him grow. And I think that's why the UK fan base is going to look back and think, okay, Nick Richards, he'll go down as one of the more popular players out there.
Yeah, for sure. It's always those guys that stick around for 2 or 3 years
who
we feel like we get to know, we get a little bit of a connection with, at least we feel that way as fans, versus a guy who's here for just a few months and then into the NBA.
You're exactly correct. By the way, if you're selling your home and you have all kinds of services where you need to sell, an unfortunate loved one passed away and you got to sell their contents, there's only one place to go, and that's Legacy Home and Real Estate Services. You can go check them out at LegacyLouisville.com, or as I should say, LegacyLouisville.com. They got all kinds of stuff that they auction off on their line. Plus, they'll sell your house. They do it all. So go check them out. Steve Couch and David Wilson will be able to help you. 502-938-6327. That's Legacy Home and Real Estate Services. We'll be right back with more. This is Just the Cats. It's
now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
All right, back. 502-571-1080. Or you can tweet me, which I got a bunch of tweets. We got to go through some of these tweets here in a little bit. At Just the Cat Radio, Shannon the Dude with me. Why don't we do this? Why don't we go straight to the phone calls? Who's up first?
Yep, we got Dalton on the line. What's up, Dalton?
Dalton, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great, thank you.
So I'm not really sure what show I'm listening to. It's a show called Just the Cats, but there sure is a whole lot of talk about this dog. During the commercial break, they have a Quip commercial, promo code KSR.
Yeah.
Yeah. The phone says, KSR, what's your name?
You know what? I did do that. And
oh, my
God. It's because it's just branded into my brain to say KSR when I answer that phone.
Dalton, you are the call of the day. I appreciate that. If you'll put on hold, I will get you a T-shirt because that is definitely worth it because you just called out, which not many people do. Not many people call out Shannon T. Dude, and you did.
Oh, I love Shannon T. He's probably my favorite face across all these shows that he does.
That is true.
But in all seriousness, with the Augusta thing,
yes.
I mean, you really got Matt by the Joneses here. I think having him guest host the show is really not enough. You need to have him do a live read on his show advertising your show. That'll live forever. A guest host will only be one day.
Gosh.
Listen to Dalton. He's twisting the knife a little bit. I like it.
See, I like that, too. That's a great idea. We should, okay. All right, Dalton, definitely. Go ahead and put Dalton. Is that everything you got, Dalton?
That's
where
it,
do you
man.
Live, Dalton, by the way? Where do you live, Dalton?
What city?
Well,
okay.
You do live in the, okay. Well, put Dalton on hold. He's going to. Would you wear a Just the Cats T-shirt, by the way?
Yeah, I'd wear just the tip one if you got any of those left.
I'm sorry. That is going to get
those
me
are the
more
ones,
in trouble.
Yeah, those are the ones that never got distributed.
Yeah, I know it. Listen, UK is going to get so mad at me if I do something like that.
Hang on, Dalton. We'll get your info.
But yeah, thank you, Dalton. Appreciate the phone call. Listen, I think that's a great idea. If, I mean, it's a gigantic if. But if I do something like that, we'll have to see. So let's go ahead and do this. Shannon, let's go to next call while you're taking his information.
Kentucky Joe.
What's up, Kentucky Joe?
Hello, Mr. Michael.
Hello, Kentucky Joe.
No, I've had a dream about this, about having this contest of number 12. I had a dream that but Michael would be with Shannon in a cart, and Shannon would be wearing his wrestling outfit.
I don't know if this is a healthy dream or not, Kentucky Joe, and I'm a little scared to ask you to go on, but go ahead.
Yeah, but in the second card you'd have Matt with Drew, and then in the third card you would have Dr. Juan with Ryan, and then suddenly at the top of the hill, I think Kentucky Joe would be singing, he'd be singing an Elvis song, Now or Never.
Oh my gosh! All right, anything else before we let you go, Kentucky Joe?
Yeah, hey, yeah. Alabama, it's going to be a good close game. Kentucky loses 24-7. 24-17.
Okay.
Oh, right. that'd be a good game.
See,
I would
that
take
would
that.
Be a good game. I appreciate the phone call, Kentucky Joe. I like it when you call. You should call more often. So don't worry about it. But yeah, listen. Is this one of those types of games? Because I kind of feel like Big Blue Nation is beyond that with how Mark Stoops' big plan, ultimate plan, was to change the football culture, and that includes the how the fan base feels. And, you know, we would always think about, okay, here is how we're going to lose a game. I kind of think that's kind of gone. But now, is there any kind of reward to the fan base, Shannon, if we do play them close but we still lose?
Well, I don't know if it's a reward, but I mean, I think that's something that we need to see just for the morale of this team. It came out last week. Offense looked good, but again, people are going to say, well, that's Vanderbilt. We want to see, can you do it against the big boys?
Right.
Our defense has proved that they can hold their own against Georgia and, you know, some other teams, but mainly Georgia. If they can do that again against Alabama, then I think that's all you can ask for. Just give the offense a chance to win the game. Now, if you go out there and you give up 61 points, your offense it never had a chance. You go out there and maybe give up, let's say, 17, 20, 21, then we had a chance. And you can say that.
But don't you feel like, though, we're kind of beyond the hey, we're close morale type of situation? Don't you think?
Yeah, but yes.
More fans are going to be upset that we didn't win the game than more fans are going to be happy that, oh,
no,
at least we played close.
Yes, in the SEC for the most part. But when you're playing the number one team in the country, Michael, you have to temper your expectations a little bit.
You're right.
I mean, if it were Tennessee, we're no longer happy with playing Tennessee close. We want to beat Tennessee.
Right.
When you're talking about an Alabama or a Georgia – that's a little bit different. That's a completely different
tier of the
SEC.
So those are the teams right there. So within the SEC, is it just those two teams, or are there a couple of more that we look at the same way?
Well, I would throw Florida in there. I think Florida is a more beatable team, although they look really good this year. Although this year they look really good. But in the past, let's go back the last 5, 6, 7 years, I think that's a team that we have been right there on the cusp of beating.
Right.
But then something has happened at the end of the game.
We flopped.
Exactly.
Totally screwed it up and lost the ballgame.
Yep.
I feel like Florida is not one of those teams. I feel like Florida is that team that, okay, I kind of feel, and maybe not this year because Kyle Trask has had a great year and Dan Mullen's done a nice job down in Florida. He's done a phenomenal job down there, especially the way they handled Georgia. But I feel like Florida is maybe we're on the cusp of being able to overcome Florida more times than not. So let's go back to the phone lines, 502-571-1080. Who's up next?
John.
Hey, John, what's going on?
Hello, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
John knew I'm in Indiana. Big Cat fan, of course, 60 years. You need to call Matt, Michael. He was talking about it on the show yesterday. He's waiting for you to call him. And I do think we're going to keep it close, pretty close against Alabama. Whole lot closer than the 31-point spread. They're good, real good, but I think with us trying to get over John passing away, they might really be fired up and be ready to go this week at Tuscaloosa.
See, I kind of feel the same way, and I appreciate the phone call. Listen. 31 points is a lot of points. I know Kentucky hasn't had the greatest year, but we've been pretty close in every single game, and Nick Saban acknowledged that yesterday. Listen, Kentucky, a couple of games, it could be another couple of wins for them, at the very least. We've been close in every single game. To say that we're a 31-point dog to Alabama,
I would take the points, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah, I don't feel like Alabama's going to come out and just steamroll Kentucky.
No.
But and then going back to his earlier point there, that last call there, didn't you mention to me that you usually take your scheduled nap between 10 a.m. and noon every day?
I do.
So you won't be able to call into the show because you'll be asleep.
I'll be exhausted. Shannon, this 8 to 9 hour, I get up really early to get ready for the show.
Right?
I get up early. I'm exhausted after the show because that 1 hour, man, it just takes it out of me. And I'm getting, up there in age. So I typically go, I listen to Tom Leach.
Yeah.
And then as soon as Tom Leach goes off the air, magically I fall asleep.
And you fall asleep so easily because you have that cornbread hemp that you get from cornbreadhemp.com, right?
Oh, let me tell you right now. And it takes my pain, my aches, as well as my anxiety. Plus, it helps me sleep. And that's the only thing I love about it. Cornbread hemp at cornbreadhemp.com. They are the USDA certified organic CBD oil. And I love the fact that they use hemp flowers in their extraction. Only the hemp flower. They don't use a whole plant, leaves, stems, or stalk. And that makes their CBD taste like cannabis flowers, not grassy or bitter. They do a phenomenal job. It's a local company. Tell them more about it, Shannon.
Yeah, like you said, they are a Kentucky proud, family-owned, co-founded by a couple of cousins in Louisville. They source 100% of their hemp from a single organic family farm in central Kentucky. And you can go right now to cornbreadhemp.com and use the promo code CATS and save 25% off your entire order.
Yes.
Isn't that that's a great deal, 25%.
Listen. In all sincerity, that is a fantastic deal. They gave us these other promo codes, and they said, throw those away. We got a better one for you, CATS, and you get 25% off your entire purchase.
That's good
awesome. Cornbreadhemp.com.
Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about some news that broke yesterday right after the show.
Yes.
These cardboard cutouts that you can buy of yourself to put it up this year for the season. I want to talk about that.
Okay. All right. We're going to take an early break. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, because it's time to go.
Right. Okay. We'll be right back to Just Cats.
It's too hot to fish. Too hot for golf.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
It is. It's too cold at home. The cold war going on between you and Matt Jones.
I got to tell you right now, that's a nice call right there. Is that Keith Whitley? Who is that?
I think it was Mark Chestnut.
Mark Chestnut. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That was a – that's one of – 90s country is probably my – the country I loved the most.
Me too.
If there's any country.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big country music fan. My boys tease me and say, yeah, you are. You're more than you think you are. But I enjoyed 90s. Diamond Rio, that's when Alan Jackson first came out.
John Anderson's my favorite.
John Anderson, yeah. I know you like him. So, all right, let's talk about the cutouts, because UK announced yesterday they're going to be offering cutouts at Rupp Arena and Memorial. Prices are going to be starting at $50, and I'm assuming that's at Memorial because I couldn't find that at Rupp Arena. At Rupp, the standard one costs $70. If you want it signed by Cal, which is kind of a neat offer, but now it's $100 more. Yeah. It's $170. If you want a premium, $350.
No, I guess a premium would be right there behind the scores table
row.
Or right there behind the team.
Yeah, and signed by Cal. Yeah, so for $350, you're in the first or second row, and it's signed by Cal.
So I'm going to ask you what if you would do this or not, but I'm not going to lie. It would be kind of cool if we could have – maybe a cardboard cutout of me there.
Yes.
And then a cardboard cutout of you, and then yes. A cardboard cutout of Matt Jones right next to you. Or maybe I'm in between you two, and we're right behind the Kentucky bench. How much was that? How much was the premium?
$350.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. I mean, you're
talking, for $70, that would be worth it. For $350, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, it's $1,050 for the three of us. See, what I would do is I would extend my arm around Matt Jones, so you know it looks like we're good friends. I mean that's what good friends do. You put your arm around each other, don't you?
No.
Okay,
you can't do that. You got to stay 6 feet apart.
Well, I can tell you, I know somebody was asking yesterday, or was it about would I ride in the same cart? And I'm telling you right now, I'm walking. I would be so hot and steamed that you know I'm even having to do this that I'm walking to settle myself down. I'm going to walk the whole 18.
Hmm.
How do you like that? Marcus tweeted out, and of course, I put out my tweet about the show topics today.
Yeah.
And I put out the first three, and then he added a fourth. Marcus says, number four, tease Matt Jones about not playing, taking him to Augusta National. I like that one right there. And then Gary tweeted out, Matt Jones wants something from Michael Bennett. However, Matt wants Michael to contact him. I'm confused. Let me tell you right now, Gary, I'm equally as confused. I've never known, you know, somebody wants something from somebody else, yet that person that they were going to offer to has to contact them. That's quite unusual.
Here's what I think should happen. I think you guys should play around in Louisville.
Uh-huh.
And if Matt is able to beat you,
then
gets to play Augusta.
Yeah, see, I think that's fair. I know I would beat him, so it's no big deal.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he thinks he's good, and it's the funny part. He doesn't know how good I am at all. I don't know what he bases his knowledge of my golf game. Well, where does that come from? So Scott tweeted out, Michael Bennett, mean Michael is awesome. Okay, am I mean today?
You're a little wired up. Yeah.
Am I? Okay. Yeah. Trey said, ha ha, salty Michael Bennett. I like it. So, yeah, evidently I am. So, Sam tweeted out, we need a Michael Bennett versus Matt Jones OVW, Matt. If Matt wins, Michael gets to take him to play golf. If Michael wins, Matt has to co-host the Just the Cats for a month.
Oh, that would never happen.
Yeah. I know it.
Those are not agreeable terms. I can promise you that.
All right. So, and Roberts tweeted out, score of the game depends on what kind of mood Saban is in.
Ooh.
I don't know about that. Well, let's talk about that, because there are times that certain coaches really up the ante, up the score, especially at the end of the game. I remember Bobby Petrino and Tom Jurek on the sidelines in Lexington at Commonwealth Stadium talking, should we score, should we not score? And they went ahead and scored. And it was at the end of the game. The game was totally out of hand. And I thought that was one of those situations where coaches are trying to drive a point to their rival and or the other coaches.
Yeah, I think that was also back in a time before you had the four-team playoff, right? When
yes.
margin of victory actually mattered and factored into who was going to play for the national championship.
Yeah.
So you had almost an incentive to run the score up on another team. You get what
okay.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Now that you got the four-team playoff, you don't really have to worry about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. It's just going to depend on how this offense is able to react. I think if they come out the same way they did against Vanderbilt, and we're going to have a couple more days to talk about this, I feel pretty good that we're going to be in the ballgame. Listen, if we're in the ballgame, I'm going to be happy. Whatever gives us the opportunity fourth quarter to say, okay, listen, we got a chance to win here, and if we go for it, I'm going to be happy.
I do think it is exciting to play the number one team regardless of how good your
yes.
team is.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you've always got that opportunity to pull some kind of crazy upset and be the talk of the entire weekend in college football.
But isn't it so Kentucky football that the two tough Alabama teams that we have to face are Auburn, Alabama at their stadiums instead of one of them being in Lexington?
Yeah. But
I mean, that's just so Kentucky right there. Why can't they have Alabama come up to Lexington? What was the
big
deal?
Look, I think if any year you were going to play Alabama on the road, this would be it, right?
That's true.
Limited fan base. I mean, you have an opportunity to, or a better opportunity, let's say that, than you would if you went in there to a packed house. So I think if there were a year that you got to play Alabama on the road, let's go ahead and make it this year. Limited fan base. Get that out of the way. And then next time they come back to Kentucky.
Yeah, well, listen, the one thing I want to watch the SEC do, because for years, Spurrier always complained about playing Kentucky in November, and that's when normally we would play them. And then, of course, Spurrier was so upset about it, he got his way. The SEC changed the calendar so that we play Florida early in the year. So it's not chilly up here. So they don't have to come up here and play in the cold. Now, we're playing them one of the last games of the seasons. So next year, is that going to keep it that same spot? Or is it going to go back to where we play Florida in the warm weather and they only have to come to Kentucky in the warm? Because wouldn't you rather play Florida about right now where it's 40, 50 degrees?
Sure. Sure, yeah.
I mean,
if I had my druthers, of course I would.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. So, hey, big news for women's basketball yesterday. We've been talking about Robin Benton and Jasmine Massengale. And in fact, we talked about it with Matthew Mitchell a couple weeks ago before he resigned last week. And big news for UK women's basketball, Robin Benton, who is the Auburn transfer guard, she was granted immediate eligibility last night.
That's big news right there.
That is big news.
Yeah, because this is going to be a really talented team. And now that they've got all hands on board, everybody eligible,
yes.
I think we could.
Well, not everybody is. So Jasmine Massengale, the UT transfer guard, has not been allowed eligibility as of yet. But you got to feel like it's only a matter of time.
Exactly. Now that Benton got cleared, you would think that anybody else who is still out there not eligible would become eligible just based on that.
Ryan Howard was named preseason player of the year. Will all these accolades for her really put a lot more undue pressure on her to succeed this year?
You're asking me?
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I think so.
See, I think so, too. I think it's going to – I hope it doesn't. I want her to succeed. You weren't even listening to my question, were you? I said, will all the accolades that she's getting, all the preseason's awards that she's getting, will that add undue pressure to her game this year?
I'm trying to answer the phone here. You're asking me questions about the women's basketball team.
I didn't know you were answering the phone. I'm not in the studio. If I was across
from
you in the studio, I
would know. That's why I'm not able to hear anything.
Okay, well, let's just forget it.
Why don't you answer your own question? You're asking me. Why don't you answer
it? I was answering my own question, but I didn't know you were on the phone. So are they still there?
Yeah, but now I'm bouncing back and forth, and now I don't know who's on the phone. Because
okay,
I'm trying
just
to talk. I'm trying to have two different conversations at the same time.
Hello, mystery caller.
By the way, Dalton,
yes.
Who won our Just the Cats t-shirt earlier. Again, I was trying to do two things at once. I got your information. I didn't get your t-shirt size. So call us back, Dalton, if you're listening. We'll get your shirt size. Otherwise, we're just going to guess and say you're an XL.
XL.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phone call. Who's up? Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes. What's your name?
Hey, this is Carl.
Hey, Carl, how you doing?
Hey, all right. And you know why I always call? Hey, Turner was not the one that wanted to change that game.
It was not. Are you sure about that? I could have sworn up and down it was Steve Spurrier. All right, who was it?
D.M. Newton wanted to change the game because he had Florida before Tennessee every year. And we had to go down to Florida 2 years in a row to get that change.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I appreciate that correction. So I hate to tell you, we got to go, Carl. I apologize. But go check out the website, justthecats.com. Check out the gear. And we'll get you something out there. I appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. Shannon, I'm going to take a nap now. I'll see you later.
All right. Enjoy your nap.
Thank you. I appreciate it.